This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, before the break, I think we wrapped up sports. Sports, we did.
You daggum right, we did.
So, I'll tell you what, man, I learned a lot today. I learned a lot. Brock.
You should have.
Is a better man than what I thought he was. Dana White, definitely cool. Okay. And right. Tom Brady just went up a notch. And that's pretty good because he's high up there on my list.
I know he is.
And Big Ben, man.
It's almost concerning.
Yeah, well, whatever. And life is life. You know, you only live once. I ain't going to hide it. Love the man. So today, as we move forward, and that's what the GRE is all about, people.
Moving forward.
Moving forward.
Progressing.
Progressing.
You say?
We're going to do a little TT with D. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The old TT with D. Wait, not quite there.
I'm trying to break in.
I'm in.
That's what he said.
That is so classic. You know, normally TT with D is Tech Talk with Devin. And Devin brings us these wonderful stories of new technology on the market and the greatest app, you know, and this is what I use this for, and in Waze and all these different things that are out
there. It's only $84 a month.
It's only $9,000. You can afford it. But today, people, TT with D is Tech Talk with David. Okay.
TT with DD.
So it's going to be
Dr. Doctor.
Dr. Doctor. TT with DD. I like that. TTDD. We're gonna break it down and make it simple. Okay? I got one thing I want to talk about in Tech Talk today, and that is a new website.
Now, how did you come across this website?
It's funny you ask.
Billboards work.
So all I'm saying is that if you ever ride down the road and you see these billboards out there and you think to yourself, you know, and you see some of them are really creative, you know, and some of them companies will buy multiple in a row. So you're reading one message and then the next part of the message is right down, not too far away. And, you know, some of them can be clever. Some of them can be creative. However, some of them are just weird.
Right? Yes.
So I was in a particular part of the Atlanta metro area this week.
Wait, you're in Atlanta?
You
saw this in Atlanta?
I was in a particular part of Atlanta.
Was it like the outside or was it like the middle midtown?
I mean, you know, I would say close to the Buckhead area.
It may not go over well in Winder. Is that what you're saying?
No. I think if you saw this past the Mason-Dixon line, you know, Gwinnett County, there's a problem. There's a problem. So, anyways, I'm there.
Mason Dixon, he's a part of that website.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is. So we're riding down the road, and the companion that I'm not going to mention any names.
Whoa!
The companion that I'm with. Well,
this makes more sense.
Who is driving the car? And I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to call him out on the air. But it's Jeff Coleman, and he's driving the car. And all of a sudden, he stops in the middle of the road. He's like, dude, get your camera. Take a picture of this. Send this to DeBose. Just like that. I said, what? He's like, take a picture of that right there. Send it to DeBose. You know? I was like, okay, cool. So I get my camera, get my phone out. And I'm like, dude, hold on. I'm trying to pull up. You know, you got to plug in your passcode. You got to hit, scroll over. You got to find the camera button. You know, you got to do several steps. Okay? It's just not going, chick. And it's done. So I'm like, well, slow down. He goes, don't worry.
Dude, just say Siri. Take this picture.
Well, and then he said, don't worry, I ain't moving. Stop. Dead traffic, son. He just stopped right in the middle of the road. So I take this picture of this billboard, okay? And this is the Tech Talk for today, people. It is called...
If you're lonely and you're sitting here listening to the radio station, this could be for you.
Could be.
And secondly, listen... This is not me judging, okay? This is just me providing you with an outlet and a new app and a new website, okay? And so, anyway.
Like we've said, David has already put a profile on there and has already gotten hits on this.
I mean, somebody's got to check it out.
Listen, if I'm going to put it on the air, somebody needs to know that it's a real thing. So
he signed up as Dick Mahoney.
So, very well played, sir. So this is called Squirt squirt.org. And yes, you heard that right.
Yes.
Squirt.org.
Now, this is not a new soft drink.
No, it's not.
No?
Okay.
No,
it's funny no. you ask.
Yeah.
So,
kind of like Surge. No?
Surge.
Surge.
No, I remember it was Surge. Yeah.
Jolt.
Jolt.
Jolt Cola.
Jolt Cola. I love those. All right, so let's stay focused.
Let's focus.
All right, squirt.org. This is a billboard, and it basically says you get 1 month free with promo
nice.
Code Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's got a picture of a phone with all the apps. And this is the app you can download to your phone, okay, squirt.org. And it's got these two guys.
Is it
and
for short people?
And they're being affectionate to each other. And and it says, oh. it says.
Oh, that squirt.
Whoa, it says on the caption, it says, your place or mine, with a question mark. And at the bottom, it reads, the hottest mobile site to meet gay and bi men.
It's kind of like Ashley Madison for homosexuals.
That's it. And you know, if you can have Ashley Madison out there in the marketplace for straight white men, then you can have this. Well, because most people assume that's what it's for. But
No.
I'm on that site, too. So, anyways,
David's just a swinger.
I took this picture, and the question here on everybody's mind is this. David. Go ahead and say David.
David.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you download that app, David?
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Dang, I'm right, he did.
Of course I did. Because I'm not going to get on this show and tell you about squirt.org unless I am a member. So... anyways, that is
he's coming to the end of his first free month of membership. Oh, he's thoroughly researched.
I get 1 month free with promo code Atlanta, all caps.
Thoroughly researched.
So, anyways, it's kind of weird. I woke up this morning. I had 13 hits.
Lucky number 13.
I just signed up yesterday.
Surely one of those 13, you know, you could settle down with. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Don't tell my wife.
I think you just did.
David's profile says, I have an abnormally small head.
Time for a whole new group chat text message out there.
Yeah, different website.
Listen, people, only on the GRE with Triple D will you get a story
about
this classic
squirt.org. So I am proud to be a part of a show that offers this type of information.
We just want to keep you educated. We want you to know the options that are out there your enjoyment.
We put in the man hours.
This is a test of the emergency moron system. Had there been a real moron in the room, you would have seen a small mushroom cloud where the idiot had been standing.
All right, so...
what is...
TT with DD is dead.
Oh, it's...
what's org short for?
Whoa.
I don't want to know.
We'll leave that one. We'll leave that. That's probably what...
Yeah,
organism?
No.
Sorry.
Organization?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. So,
it's a
listen,
mystery.
We're gonna move forward a little bit. We took up a little bit of time with the TT with D, and I want to get to some national Facebook news.
Hey, wasn't there a band named Orgy? Wasn't that?
There was a band.
It was a band named Orgy.
It may have been. Was it squirt.origami?
No, I think the name of the song was like Blue Monday, wasn't it?
That was a remake.
Big song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sorry. All right.
Okay. That was just one.
Hey, man, just take down, go
ahead. I was just checking.
No, that's okay, man. Hey, keep going.
I was just checking. I just want to make sure.
Okay, so let me see if I can say this one more time. TT with DD is dead.
Okay.
We're moving on.
There you go.
DD. Yeah.
I thought you were DJ.
Whatever.
Doctor.
Is it that time?
Doctor.
My bad.
So, people.
Proctologist.
It is that time of the show. It is my favorite time of the show for something we like to call national
Facebook
news.
Today's headlines.
I think we've got a lot of today's headlines.
That's it, man. Nailed it.
Nailed them all.
Now that you listen to our little intros there, local news, but mostly national news headlines. Jim's had headline stories. I got a headline story
for you. I mean, you cannot just like listen to any news during the week, and you can listen to the Gemini Ramble. You can get it all in within an hour and a half and be
everything that's important.
So, this is what I want to talk about.
That's all you need to know. I missed the squirt one on the local news this week. Sorry.
I bet you did.
Hey, we even give
glad
you some
I'm
news.
Glad I'm malinformed.
You won't see anywhere else.
Nor do you want to.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so listen, we're gonna turn the page here. We're gonna get a little serious, and
local
this is
news
this
comes
is almost
to you
like
by
a squirt.org. A public service announcement right here. Okay, so listen, there's another teen that went missing off of Myrtle Beach. So I wanna say that they saw the kid, they saw him struggling, they could not reach him. He got pulled under the current, got pulled out. And they haven't been able to recover the body. Here's what I want to say. The reason why I brought it up, the reason why I'm even talking about this story, is because it is that time of the year where we're all going to the beach. You know, we got this story where we got the kids down in Disney, and we have people on vacations. We have things happening around. There's never more time to be more aware of as a parent of any of our kids, or even our spouses, even ourselves, than when we're out on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point I want to bring to the table today, is we can't control what occurs, but we can be aware of our surroundings and not try to put ourselves in the least amount of positions that could potentially be fatal. And the people say, well, we didn't know this. Listen, too far out is too far out. You know, it's not worth a life. It's not worth any of these things. So here's my encouragement to a lot of people. It's just, you know, when you're going on vacation, have some rules. Have a set buddy system for when you're going places and doing things. Somebody's in the water. If you need a buddy, go to squirt.org. Okay? We just talked about that in TTWD.
You start off so positive, doing a nice service for PSA, and then you wind up.
I'm sorry. So this team
you
was
win
missing.
DB of the week.
So anyways, I didn't mean to. Anyways, the kid's name is Dorian Smith. He's 15. He's from Durham, North Carolina, and you know he went missing, and I think they're still looking. I think they may have already recovered a body, but the people had saw him, you know, and people from the piers and everything had seen this kid, and you know, it's just like, you know, you have an opportunity now to.
Was it a rip current, a rip tide that pulled him out?
Yeah, I do believe so. Yeah. But, you know, to me, it wasn't necessarily a story about him and how he went missing. It was just a story of now it's happening again where I see more headlines with teen goes missing at beach, teen pulled under here, teen drowned here. You know, recently we had a kid in the Loganville area that was in foster care, and he was found unresponsive in the pool. You know, they could not resuscitate him and bring him back. And, you know, a lot of the guys that were there on the scene from Walton County Sheriff's Office, you know, who were doing that, I know. Mm-hmm. I know personally, you know. And, you know, and then they come to find out, you know, that the kid was in foster care. And, you know, then they start looking at the parents. And, you know, I'm just saying, sometimes we have to take a step back and we have to assess our situations and we have to realize the responsibility we have as just individuals, not necessarily parents of children, but just individuals, you know, and make sound decisions.
Yeah.
Just make sound decisions.
Keep an eye on your kids,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, keep an eye on your kids. This is.
I know it's hard, especially if you have,
yeah,
you know, two, three, or four kids. I mean, it's difficult, especially when they're younger and they're trying to run away and they're super active.
But my fear in life has always been, you know, something happening in one of my kids. And we can't control, and again, I'm not trying to say we can't control the outcome of these things. Well, what we can do is have preventive measures in place,
right?
You know, for vacationing, for going to the lake, for going to a swimming pool, for owning a swimming pool. You know, you take that responsibility, then you have to own it. You have to say, you have to have a fence around it. It has to be locked. You have small children, you have to keep an eye on them. I mean, there's a lot of different things there that we can be doing.
So, just blame other people.
Or you could blame other people, which, you know, is fine with me, as long as it's not me. So anyways, let's move on. So we touched a little earlier on the kid being snatched in Disney. And it's funny because you had a similar story.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I know we were kind of making light of some things, and that's what we do on the show, because humor is our is our outlet. Humor is how we cope with issues and how we deal with issues and how we teach people about issues. Well, but this is a serious situation where you have a family from Nebraska, and they have five children, and they're on vacation at Disney. When everybody says Disney, you're thinking, oh my gosh, we're on a vacation at Disney. This is the greatest place in the world. This is a happy occasion. We saved a lot of
it's
money.
It's the happiest place on
it's the happiest place on earth. You
I disagree.
Know? I do too. But we saved a lot of money to get here. We planned this. Our kids are coming. And we have a young child. Well, there is a lagoon at one of the Disney resorts. Now, this lagoon, I don't know if you guys seen pictures.
Grand Floridian, right?
Yeah. If you've seen pictures of the lagoon beach area.
It's like one
area,
of the most expensive resorts there.
It's nice.
Yeah. Like, I've stayed at Fort Wilderness before, which is where this happened, but not necessarily in that particular hotel.
Well, no, this happened. No, this didn't happen at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, okay. Fort Wilderness happened 30 years ago.
Oh, that was okay.
So sorry. This happened at the
Grand Floridian.
The Grand Floridian, gotcha. Right there. But it's a lagoon type area,
right. I know,
and what it has is it has a pretty large little beach area.
Yeah.
And what's neat about maybe 20 feet from the water edge, they have benches lined up. And this is why they do it, because if you take pictures, you go online, you look at the resort pictures, if you just start looking around why these people were there, it's because off in the distance, lit up at night, is the castle. Well, what happens every night?
Fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Right. What do people do who stay at the resort? They come down to the lagoon. They gather their families. They're sitting around these benches. It is the ideal spot for watching fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks reflect in the water, and
So you have this family down there, and you have this kid now, and they say there's signs that say no swimming. Well, we're looking at the pictures. We think we see a sign that says no swimming. Me and Brandy do. We don't know for 100% sure, but it's got a tree there in one of the pictures, and it looks like there's a sign on the backside of the tree facing the water. So, like, if you're in the water, you look up on the tree, and the sign says, no swimming, you know?
And it's late at that point.
Yeah, it's late at that point. And I'm not saying that there's not adequate signage and stuff like that. What I'm saying is that this is not a situation where this family was doing something unforeseen, not paying attention to their kid, not trying to watch their children because they have too many, or the kid wasn't being supervised and doing what he wants to do. This is a situation where this is a regular lagoon. And it's designed for families to come and sit, and it's also a spot where people come every single night to watch fireworks.
Well, it says no swimming. It doesn't say no wading. I mean, I'm sure lots of people just go down there, take their shoes off, walk in the water a little bit down there. And just...
So the kid had sand on him because they were playing with the sand, and then we're going to take a break here in a second, but the had the sand, and he was in the water, you know, just playing around. So here's what I will say. I mean, I couldn't imagine the grief this family is going through. I couldn't imagine the panic. This father's out there trying to beat on this daggum alligator. I could not imagine. I don't know how they're dealing with it. I couldn't even begin to think about how I deal with it. But I can tell you is that it's just not a situation where people can start, you know, lashing out at the parents, and they weren't doing this, and they weren't doing that, and there's no swimming signs. Well, you know what? There's not a sign that says, if you're in the water, an alligator may attack you, because it just says no swimming. You know, there's a difference there, and I'm not trying to say it's the Disney resort's fault at all, because there are alligators in there. It's Florida.
I mean, you really can't control it. I mean, Florida's got a population of over 2 million alligators in there, and they're, I mean, hell, we have them here in Georgia. They're up here getting in our ponds and stuff like that.
So you look at this. They just pulled one out of Lake Sinclair not too long ago that they've been trying to track. So the situation is you had the story 30 years ago. It's not the first time this has happened.
Right.
However, I think there should be a little bit better signage. Hey, listen, there are alligators. Alligators do sit and wait on their prey at the front and hide, and somebody walks down and tried to attack them. So,
well, you know, as
how about a fence just a few feet off the beach, to what would allow the wading, and then keep a gator from coming through.
And I think that's a pretty good idea. And then here's the other thing, and a lot of people say get a fence that kind of leans over, you know, leans back a little bit, so the gators can't jump up and get them. But then you have this. Then you have all the crazy kids that jump on it and then climb it. And if a kid climbs over that fence and gets inside
build a wall.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Build a wall. Where's Donald Trump?
That's our answer for everything. Just build a wall.
Anyway, so that's
The father on this, as a father, you know, he tried to get him free from this alligator. And, you know, he may have done everything he could, but in his mind, going forward, he's always going to replay it, thinking about what could I have done better.
I should have done this. I should have done that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, We got a couple more stories. We're going to finish up national Facebook news. We're going to take a quick break. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.